Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. Oh, 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 oh. Celebrate. Celebrate Him who came from.
your voice, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
your hands to Jesus.
Every tongue in heaven and on creation says, we adore you. We adore you.
Every tongue in heaven, say it with me, come on.
Every tongue in heaven and
all around. You are a wonder. He's a wonder. I don't know why you came here tonight, but He's a wonder. Over every sickness, God is a wonder.
Hallelujah! Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning. Can you all hear me? Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. We bless the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. His grace is sufficient for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. Yes, 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 we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. You are awesome. There is no one greater than you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We pray your name. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are faithful. You are kind. You are gracious. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you, Almighty God. We glorify you. We bless your name. Jesus, we praise you. Father, we adore you. We worship you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to take preeminence in this service, in our lives. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Let the perfect will of God be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Let your light so shine that others may see and glorify your name. Oh God, you are awesome. You are mighty. You are mighty. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We bless your name. We praise you, Holy Ghost. We worship you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon us. forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, O God. Be merciful to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. O God, create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, 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 mercy. O God, be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful, O God. Be merciful unto us in the name of Jesus. Have in the name of Jesus your mercies on you every morning, O God. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak his service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh God, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, everything that comes in the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus, O God. Oh, Father God, we speak healing to our bodies through the precious blood of Jesus. By the strength of Jesus, we are healed. By the strength of Jesus, we are set free. By the blood of Jesus, we are delivered, O God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that justifies us. Thank you for the blood that sanctifies us. Thank you for the blood of Jesus, the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you, O God. This morning we cover our children in the blood of Jesus. We cover our grandbabies in the blood of Jesus. We cover, O God, our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice and their household in the blood of Jesus. Those that are listening right now, those that will listen at another time, the blood of Jesus. Those that are on their jobs this morning, the blood of Jesus. Those that are driving to work, we cover the blood of Jesus. We come in against incident and accidents in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the blood speak for your children. We are your covenant children, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua Hamashiach, the armor of God and the armor of light, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for the armor. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus, on ourselves, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to send your holy angels to assist us this morning, to assist us through this day, doing your biddings in our lives. Let your perfect will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, send your holy angels to war on our behalf. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels guide and protect our children, our grandchildren. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, holy angels that are assigned to our children, holy angels that are assigned to our grandchildren, holy angels that are assigned to our spouses, holy angels that are assigned to those that are connected to us, oh, God. Father God, let those holy angels, oh, God, do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, do your biddings, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, perfect all that concerns us. In the name of Jesus, we pray this morning for fresh oil, the fresh anointing, not the one from yesterday or last night, but we thank you for fresh oil and fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless your name. Father, we thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. You are awesome. Oh God, we thank you for those that were sick and are recovering. Oh God, we thank you because, God, we thank you for total, complete recovery. Father, you know what each and every one of us as individuals stand in need of. We ask you to provide in the name of Jesus according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You said in your word you will supply all our needs. We stand on your word and we stand on your promises. Father God, we pray for the nation of Ukraine in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will continue to intervene. We thank you for what you've already done, even though it might not look like splendid to some. But Lord, we are grateful for the least thing you have done in that nation, and we know you have done so much, and you are doing a lot. We are our brother's keepers. So, Lord, we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you that all your plans will come into fruition, oh God, concerning that nation in the name of Jesus. Father God, there are people there that are going through so much because being displaced because of what's going on. We pray for you to intervene, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to send more troops from warrior troops, oh God, in that nation. Let there be miracles, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be total restoration in the name of Jesus. We invoke the covenant, oh God, that you had with Abraham, oh God. Oh God, we invoke it, Lord, because the leader of that nation, oh God, he's in a covenant. He's a Jewish man in a covenant relationship. Messianic Jew, oh God. So, Father God, we ask you to strengthen him. Intervene on his behalf for his nation. Give him that strength. Pray for his family, his wife, his children. Pray for those in leadership. We come against backstabbing, deceitfulness, hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus, let the spirit of truth prevail, O God. Hallelujah. We pray for salvation for those who do not know Christ, that salvation would come to those who do not and have not received Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the United States. We lift up the President, oh God. We lift up, Father God, the Congress, oh God. We lift up, oh God, all the leadership in the different states, oh God. Oh, Father God, at every level, starting from the U.S. President, Lord, let your perfect will be done in this nation. Father God, we pray you be that the counsel, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in the hearts of those that are ruling, oh God. Move in the hearts of the President, in the name of Jesus, the Congress, oh God. Spirit of truth, move in the White House. Holy Spirit, hoover over the White House. Hoover over the heart of the President and his wife and family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done for this nation in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. A kingdom divided against itself shall not stand. Lord, Father God, we cry for mercy. We cry for mercy. Mercy, corporate mercy, oh God, for the nation. Father God, for corporate mercy. Father God, you know the plans and agenda of everyone that is in leadership. But Lord, I pray that their hearts will be turned to you, Jesus. You told us to pray for kings, for leadership. And so we lift up everyone in the Congress in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we cover the Capitol with the blood of Jesus, the White House with the blood of Jesus. Dispatch more angels in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for revival in this nation in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to raise up more in the body of Christ, prophets, prophetess, apostles, leadership, that authentic leadership that will exalt Jesus, that will do your will, that will be in power to sacrifice their will for your will. Oh God, Father God, patient leaders that will be willing to go through processes. Oh God, Father God, to teach, to lead, to guide. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Father, this morning I lift up Mau, oh God, celebrating her birthday. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for more grace. More grace to rest upon her. I pray for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I pray, Lord, for shielding her. Shield her with your favor, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Long life, good health, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for open opportunities, open doors, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her hands. Prosper the work of her hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this next generation, oh God, that is coming up. We thank you, Lord, for wisdom. We pray for Mawu to have more wisdom. More wisdom that comes from you, godly wisdom. Help us to make right decisions, discernment, oh God. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for open doors. Thank you that you're walking under an open heaven. Thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in can continue to dedicate her life and grow higher in the things of you, oh God. Father God, bless everything that she touches, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for good health, long life, not only long, but long, healthy, fruitful life. In the name of Jesus, that she will fulfill her purpose and her destiny. In the name of Jesus, we pray all for all those who are celebrating their birthdays in November. Lord, bless them in a special way. Let your perfect will be done. Perfect all that concerns them. Good health, long life, prosperity, fruitful life, or most importantly, a most intimate relationship with you. Lord, those who do not know you, let them receive salvation and come into a most intimate relationship with you. Father, we thank you and we bless you this morning. Hallelujah. There's so much, oh God. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for Prophetess and her family. We thank you for the healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine provision in the name of Jesus. Oh God, how wonderful you are. How great you are, oh God. There is no one greater than you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Jesus. You, Jesus, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Oh God, if I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We adore you. We worship you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Hallelujah. Waters. One day we'll expand on what it means by waters. There's different waters that we receive from, waters of blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will not lead you where you will be troubled. He doesn't lead you to troubled waters, but to still waters. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. So some of these still waters could be financial. Hallelujah. There are many of you have lost, not only you, myself, lost so many things along the way. Hallelujah. That was meant for us. This is just a short word. The Holy Spirit had me stop right there. Sometimes we lose these things because of the decisions we make in life. And sometimes we make decisions not based on under the word of God, based on our own mind. Hallelujah. And then we get, things are stolen from us. Then we get tired and we get weary. And sometimes we blame the enemy for things that we unknowingly, because Satan will fool anyone, even God's elect. So no pastor, minister can think that Satan cannot fool them. He can fool anybody. But we thank God for the gift of discernment, that he will sharpen our gift of discernment so we can be able, hallelujah, to resist all these things that the enemy does. Hallelujah. So I hear the Lord speaking about finances. And I do not know who's going through issues of finances. We all can use finances. I mean, nobody have, I don't know about people's finances, but I know I haven't arrived. And so God wants to, there's so much loss, and God wants to restore your finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God did. Jesus took poverty on the cross. And God wants to restore, hallelujah, that the waters of, so he's leading you beyond the waters of financial blessing. Water. And within that water of financial blessing, there's job opportunities. Can you hear me out this morning? We're looking at, the Bible says, he leads me beside the still waters. Look at the word, W-A-T-E-R-S. So there's different streams. We're looking at that stream of supply, that financial stream. Sometimes people think the money will drop. Sometimes he gives us creative ideas. And these creative ideas bring finances to you. God didn't call you to be a, call us to be beggars, but lenders. So sometimes there's opportunity for jobs for you. Hallelujah. And sometimes God just wants, sometimes and most of God just enjoy blessing you, supplying things to you, giving you some miraculous financial blessing. Debt cancellation is a blessing. Some people need money for the rent and light bill and different things, restoration. I hear the Spirit of the Lord to say restoration. Whatever you've lost financially is being restored to you in the name of Jesus. Financial water. And not only restore, but an overflow. Some of your gifts have been hidden. The Lord is activating those gifts and talents because your gift will make room for you. Your gifts that you have will open doors of opportunities for you. Some people need jobs. Hallelujah. And yet the Lord said, it is on this mount, it is provided. The financial water. It is still, it's not a troubled water. No, because God has blessed it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The next thing might be healing, complete good health. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take time to go over every water, but this morning, receive financial grace. See that grace, drink the waters that flow from the river of life. This particular water is financial. Drink it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It comes with that peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Maybe it's a business idea. Maybe it's a business opportunity. Or maybe someone has taken advantage of you. That this is a season of restoration. Hallelujah. The most important things that need to be restored, seriously, before you even go, so the financial, if you don't have a restored relationship with the Lord, covenant blessing. If you have not received it as your Lord and personal Savior or rededicated your life to him, how can you receive? Some people have backslidden. Come back to him. Receive that from the wells of salvation, the water of salvation. When you receive that water or restoration, God came to restore our relationship back to him. When you come into that restoration, all things come together for good. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Happy birthday again to Marv Zizek, and pray for each and every one of you that you have a blessed day. Enjoy the restoration of your finances in the name of Jesus. Believe it, receive it in the name of Jesus. God loves you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.